Mr. Chairman, Party Leader, Conference, my name is Don Gracie, I'm Chairman of the Mid Ulster branch here. I'd like to propose the Unity of Purpose in the Unionist Community motion. In the face of a concerted campaign to stigmatise and ostracise the Loyalist community, and to an extent away the Unionist community, we call for the PUP to initiate a strategy of securing unity of purpose that will in turn enable us to secure rights through achieving strategic goals. Ever since the declaration of the ceasefires in 1994, the conflict and fragmentation within the Unionist community generally, and the Loyalist community in particular, has got progressively worse. The political conflict between pro- and anti-agreement Unionists has split the whole communities and led to divisions even within families, and it's not stretching the point too far to say that the conflict within Unionism is as bitter at times as the conflict between Unionists and Nationalists. The fragmentation within Loyalism poses a greater threat to the Union than does the combined threat posed by Nationalists and Republicans. Our churches are divided, our political parties are divided, our loyal orders are divided, and our communities are divided. Meanwhile, both Nationalism and Republicanism appear, while divided in tactics and strategy, to maintain a unity of purpose. The warning contained in the slogan, "United we stand, divided we fall," will go unheeded at our peril. The Progressive Unionist Party, through its grassroots work and membership, has the ability to play a leading role in bringing together a vehicle that will achieve our goals through cooperation and unity. We are better placed than many others due to the sincere and genuine work the party carries out in areas inaccessible to others. Unity of purpose and cooperation is a different concept to the Union's unity, and that the concept of unionism falling under one political party is not achievable and not desired by many unionists. This should not impede our efforts or ability to achieve unity of purpose and cooperation to achieve specific goals. We can achieve this in partnership with the Loyal Orders, UPRG, bond associations, community focus groups and the other unionist parties. A strategy to create confidence and unity of purpose to instil pride among the community and promote all aspects of British life. Our sense of British identity has many factors, and we hold common values with our counterparts across the United Kingdom. We still recognise the principle of civil and religious liberty for all. This statement intertwines many facets of British society. We have seen attempts initiated from political representatives of the main parties of Stormont by way of the Unionist Forum to tackle the underlying problem of unity amongst different versions of unionism. It hasn't worked in achieving its primary goals. Northern Ireland is de facto British, and that is very much where the conversation should start. Northern Ireland is not in danger, if that is even the right word, of losing its Britishness through constitutional question. Our Britishness has been about the people moving towards equality for all, championing the democratic process and supporting the respective populations. It is not restricted to Protestantism. It is not owned by loyalism, but it is open and inclusive to those who will participate in its values honestly. To work side by side with people of all backgrounds, beliefs, ethnicity, and to contribute with those people into strengthening the places we live is what is fundamentally British to us. Real unionist unity will come from the people on the ground. Actions to build unity of purpose can be achieved through the following points. All unionist grassroots groups supporting and establishing regular contact with each other, creating frameworks and strategic goals together with all unionist parties. Most importantly, forgetting old rivalries and allegiances, including former combatants, and working for each other for the common good. This is probably the biggest obstacle to full unity across the country. There is no better time than now to do this. Sinn Féin are built on foundations of water. The SDLP are more embittered than ever with Sinn Féin and are pushing to challenge them for votes. Get involved in your local community association. Seize the opportunity yourselves, like those who went before us. As Sir Edward Carson once said, we in Ulster will tolerate no Sinn Féin, but we tell you this, if, having offered you our help against workings of Sinn Féin, and you won't take our help, well then we tell you that we will take the matter into your own hands. We will reorganise. The DUP and the UUP on their own have failed to provide the effective leadership for too long. It is time to take the matters into your own hands, as we have done before, and provide our communities with a unity of purpose. Move forward and seize the opportunity. I commit this motion to the party.
William McNally's the centre, or William McNally, add anything? Sorry, William, of course you can name it. So what, does anyone else like to say something, Winston?
Chair, conference, party leader, as someone who has worked at the coalface, particularly over the course of the last number of years, I would see this motion as probably one of the most significant proposals put forward to this conference today. You will talk to no one on the doorsteps who will disagree with the sentiment and the practicality outworking of this motion here today. For those of us who see ourselves as unionists, as the party leader has pointed out, within the broad United Kingdom, this issue has to be addressed sooner rather than later. The people out there demand cooperation, they demand partnership, and they demand an inclusive approach to the issues that we face. For me, working alongside the Barnes Fraternity, working alongside other political groups such as the UPRG, other unionist parties, and all of the loyal orders is absolutely paramount to securing and protecting our British way of life. I personally would like to see this party take the lead from here on in today and set another fine example of grassroots leadership in fulfilling the potential that this party can bring to improving working class communities. It is only by working together and by sharing in those common values with our counterparts that we will address the issues and challenges that lie ahead. Therefore, conference, I am happy to support this motion and move to do so.
Very important.